Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 26th. Grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a half at 417 and three quarters. December wheat down 12 and three quarters at 620. November beans up 4 cents at 1087 and three quarters. The meal and oil were both higher here today as well. We took it on the chin here today. Really didn't see a whole lot. A little bit wetter weather. We get the first initial crop ratings tonight. We'll see what they are. But the dollar was up 27 ticks. That didn't help. And I think we had, you know, some moisture around the country that will, you know, ease some of the drought conditions we've had out here. It's not going to stop a lot of the problems, but at least we're seeing some of it abate a little bit. And the wheat just had such a tough time getting through the 640 area. It's been overbought and just a little bit of a respite. Seems like every time we have a down day in the wheat, comes back within 24 hours and we get higher prices, then back down again. It's been a very choppy trade the last several weeks. Corn under just a little bit of pressure here. The crude oil was down $1.33 a barrel. I don't think that helped. And again, we're getting to some pretty high prices on this corn market. We got up to 419 and three quarters here today. We didn't take out yesterday's or Monday, excuse me, Friday's high was 420. So we didn't just miss the double top there by a quarter of a cent. Really kind of a nothing day here. Took a little bit of a correction on the overbought conditions, but not much. The beans were able to come back here today. Really stout export inspections this morning, 2.66. I think that really helped manage to rally the beans significantly here. Obviously, heavy Chinese buying continues. Now, the wheat exports were only 363. I think that was part of the down move in the wheat. Corn was only 636 again. I think that added to the lower prices in the corn as well. So, you know, I still think we have a tendency to make our highs last Friday of the month. So certainly corn, beans, and possibly wheat might try to run up and do that. I wouldn't be surprised. I think we're going to see some profit taking before the election. So if we get anywhere near those highs on Thursday and Friday, it may be a time to really look at doing some heavy marketing up here. You've got the funds long, you know, not an excessive amount, but pretty long. And it seems like, from what I heard, over the weekend, virtually every analyst I heard or saw was talking about bullish markets or wildly bullish markets. And when all these guys tend to get lined up the same way, you know, I usually like to fade that. So, you know, we've done a good job selling into this rally. We're going to sell some more, and I'm going to be perfectly content with that. In my opinion, at this point, the only thing I think that's really going to move this thing higher is a real major problem in South America. If we have a major problem in South America, we can go, you know, certainly significantly higher. It's a big if. So what we'll do is, if we've sold a lot of grain out here, we'll certainly look to buy some call options to protect the upside. We've already done that in a lot of cases out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.